About to hear. The views and opinions expressed on the Philip D. Blackman Show do not reflect the views of this station. You have been warned.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Philip D. Blackman, host of the Philip D. Blackman Show. Join me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday right here at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. But in the meantime, friends, buckle up, get your mind right, and get ready for the fastest hour on radio. Thank you for tuning in. Let's get it started.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. My name is Philip D. Blackman, and welcome to the fastest iron radio, the Philip D. Blackman Show. So, guys, got a very special show for you guys tonight. I want to run by you. Because, man, this is really exciting stuff. We always talk about how we want to try to do something bigger than ourselves. And, man, I just can't think of a better show to kind of push that narrative tonight. So here it is. So on October the 22nd of 2022, Indian Springs Special Needs Camp, they're going to be hosting the 5th annual Hog to Strings Cook-Off and Music Festival right up the road here in Koontz, Texas. Scheduled musical acts are going to include Ryan Colwell, Jack Barksdale, Courtney Hale Rivera, Chad Richard Mary Goffier, and also headlined by Midnight River Choir. So tonight, friends, I'm joined by the organizer of the event himself, Mr. Donnie Corville. And tonight we're actually going to discuss the music festival itself, the barbecue cook-off, the attractions, and of course, the beginnings of this great big adventure that we call Hogs and Strings. The whole idea is to raise money for disabled veterans, special needs children. This is going to be a show where you're going to actually learn a whole lot about this process and about the man, the myth, the legend himself, Donnie Corville. So, guys, for those of you who are tuned in all around the world, thank you so much for joining me. Our special broadcasts, our special broadcasts are going to be on Facebook at the Philip D. Blackman Show, as well as YouTube. Once again, LinkedIn, Twitter, Twitch. Guys, we are all over the place. Right now we're broadcasting in about 15 different countries all around the world. And, man, we are excited to have you guys join us tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join the show, leave a comment or call or text the show at any time at 409-245-9753. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me. Episode number 286, Big Thicket Hog and Strings Music Festival 2022 with Mr. Donnie Corville. So for my opening, for my first time listeners, we dedicated the opening segment of each show, and we call it End of Watch. This is the way that we honor all of our fallen men and women in the law enforcement community. Now, last year in 2021, we had 640 officers die in the line of duty. And as of this show right now, we have lost 177 in 2022. And we get those numbers from the Officer Down Memorial page. We support our law enforcement. We appreciate the decision to step into that thankless job. And we agree that when a police officer is killed, it's not just an agency that loses an officer. It is an entire nation. We honor all of our officers who serve and those who have given their life in service to their community and their country. And we highlight a different officer every week, beginning with our Monday show. This week, friends, we're doing it just a little bit different. We're honoring two Cobb County, Georgia Sheriff's Deputies, Marshall Irvin Jr. and Jonathan Koleski, in this opening segment. End of watch.
The Philip D. Blackman Show proudly salutes Deputy Sheriffs Marshall Irvin Jr. and Jonathan Kolesky of the Cobb County Sheriff's Office in Georgia, who were shot and killed on September 8, 2022, while serving a felony theft warrant. Both deputies served their department devotedly for many years, and Deputy Kolesky was also a veteran of the United States Army. Sheriff Owens described Deputies Kolesky and Irvin as young, bright deputies who served their communities with dignity and honor. Deputy Irvin is survived by his wife and two children. Deputy Kolesky is survived by his wife. On behalf of the Philip D. Blackman Show and a grateful nation, thank you for your service, Deputies Irvin and Kolesky. Cobb County Deputy Sheriffs Marshall Irvin Jr. and Jonathan Kolesky. End of watch, September 8, 2022. Rest in peace, deputies.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars switching to Geico?
I'd say happier than a camel on Wednesday.
Hump day!
Get happy. Yeah! Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You know, throughout our lives, we have these moments and opportunity that actually present themselves to allow us to do something much bigger than ourselves. Sometimes we take them, sometimes we don't. But my next guest, man, I'm proud and I'm honored to call him my friend. I'm honored and proud to call him my brother. And just to see the amazing work that he's done over 5 years, of this great big music festival called Hogs and Strings. You know, when you hear a name like that, you just got to, you know, part of you just kind of is like, hey, what's going on? What is this all about? And I'm telling you, it is a great time. It is a great atmosphere. And you know, I don't want to oversell it or I don't want to undersell it. But what I do want to do is I want to go ahead and bring in the man, the organizer, the man, the myth, the legend, my friend and yours. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Mr. Donnie Corville. Donnie, it is an honor to have you on our show. Once again, man, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join the Philip D. Blackman Show. Brother, how you doing? I'm sorry, we had your mic, I think. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, brother. Can you hear me?
Wait, yes, absolutely. How you doing, my friend?
How you feel?
Oh, man, here. I am excited, man. We're just about a month away from our fifth annual festival, Hogs and Strings. And I don't think a lot of people understand, Donnie, that just how much work really goes into creating an event that it's attractive, on the surface, you know, what it's about, what it does, but more importantly, the fact that it's a family atmosphere. So I want to start at the start, Donnie. How did this idea of Hogs and Strings first begin 5 years ago?
Phil, let me stop you for a second. By the way, you're the man, the myth, and the legend. Thank you for having me. You didn't give me a chance to say that. So I can't accept that title. You have earned that, my friend. So thank you for what you do and being there for us way before any of this ever came about. So I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your kind words.
On to the festival. I think you asked me how it came about. Is that the question?
That is the question.
Yeah. So some years ago, I was doing another fundraiser. I kind of do a lot of those things. My whole life, I always get tied into doing some type of a fundraiser. And I was working on this thing with a friend and we raised some money. And one day I was downtown in Beaumont and we were at a dog tag exhibit. It was a Texas dog tag exhibit for fallen veterans of just about every war you could think of. And there were a couple of old codgers, Vietnam veterans there that were real nice. And I was kind of blown away by the exhibit. And I got to chatting with those guys, and they told me about Indian Springs Camp up in Coons, Texas, and that Indian Springs Camp existed to host wounded veterans and their families for outdoor activities like hunting and fishing and stuff like that. And I thought, man, you know, I'd had that thought and that idea of a place like that, but I didn't realize there was one practically in our backyard. You know, that place is only about 40, 45 minutes from Beaumont. And I was just like, well, I mean, how have I never heard of this? You know, and they gave me all the information, and immediately in my mind, I thought, hey, you know, our fundraiser, we raise money for these kinds of things. And I brought it up to our board at the time. Todd Holtzclaw, his wife, and he lost his wife and his 6-month-old son in a head-on collision. And we were doing fundraisers for them in their memory and raising money for his two surviving boys for their college education. And, you know, Todd is a real generous man. He said, look, you know, my kids are taken care of, but I want to do something more important with this money. And I want to give it back to the community and do things that I think would matter to Alyssa and maybe my young son who never got a chance to grow up, you know. So I reached out to Ronnie Stockholm, who runs Indian Springs Camp. And I said, hey, we've been raising money in Alyssa and Tucker's name for Todd and his family. And we want to, you know, Todd wants to give you all some money. So we gave Ronnie, I think, a $5,000 or $6,000 check. And we did that a few times.
Wow.
And that turned into a relationship with Ronnie and I. And at some point, maybe 3 years into that relationship, he asked me to be on the board for Indian Springs. And I said, okay, you know, what are we going to do? And he's like, well, you're heading up a music festival. And I was like, what?
Now you got, so you got voluntold for this great big adventure, right?
Yeah. And it's kind of weird. So he caught wind from somebody that I'd been to a bunch of these festivals and that I'm really into music and I love all that kind of stuff. And I know a lot of the musicians and other people who are fans like myself of the musicians. And so he was, you know, he found that out and started cooking it up and put me in that position. Oddly enough, I for years had thought, you know, one day I'd like to put on a music festival and bring in, you know, what I know as far as good music. I mean, me personally, my opinion. Right. And what I think would be good music and what would be a cool festival for Southeast Texas that we don't normally see. And so I guess God was listening and there's all these great reasons for this to happen. And here it is presented to me. So that's how we got here.
So for you to, you know, beginning, you know, with, hey, you know, this is kind of this whole new idea of we want to have a festival, something you've always wanted to do. And you said, hey, all right, so this is what we need to do. Right. So we need some musical acts. So, first off, I guess, you know, because when y'all first started, wasn't the very first year y'all did this off of Low Boys?
Yeah. So, you know, the whole thing was, how are we going to do this? We're going to have to do it on a shoestring budget. And we had a little bit of money from some sponsors and you know, I'd kind of been involved in various events and I knew the sort of the challenge we were up against. It's like, okay, how are we going to pay for musicians? I didn't want to ask musicians to do it for free. The musicians are a wonderful gift to us all. And most people make them starve to do fundraising events. And I didn't think that was right. And I never have thought that was right. And so I'm like, well, look, we could find a happy medium to bring musicians in who want to help us and we'll pay them properly. And that, you know, they're not going to get rich, but we're going to make sure that everybody feels good at the end of it. That was the main point. And so we took what limited budget we had and we figured out where we were going to hold the festival. As Ronnie was very, very adamant about, we're going to do it at the campground. We're going to do it out there. We want people to see where this place is at. And I feel like, you know, people need to know that. So we went out there and figured out what we needed to do. And so our first stage was like a mixture of hay bales and somebody donated a portable stage that I was all excited about getting, and when I went and picked it up, it was such a mess, man. I didn't want to stand on it. I was worried it was going to collapse. So we had to figure out how to strengthen that thing. And we built all that. And then I went to an engineer. I worked for an engineering firm, and I went to my engineering buddy, one of the smartest guys I know. And I said, I got to put a roof over this thing. If it rains, how do I do that? You know, and I can only do it for about $100. That's what I got.
Wow.
And so he came back to me with a plan, and we rigged up a funky tarpaulin system with, it was the craziest thing I'd ever seen in my life. And luckily nobody died standing under it. But
so, you know, I've been a part of this festival since year two. That was when I come on board, and to see where it's gone I didn't get to see the first one. I just heard rumors, you know, and of course the rumors can never do it justice, you know, especially being there real time. But what I have seen is one of these more, you know, I'm from Northeast Texas where we do things a little bit different, right? I mean, y'all are a lot more Cajun than we are with the banjos and the toothbrush. But, you know, one of the things that I've noticed is the generous heart of the citizens of Southeast Texas. How amazing, how big their hearts are, just the people that have just come out and willing to donate money, time, resources, materials out of the goodness of their heart. And a lot of the things, as my understanding, I'd like for you to expound on it. You know, the success every year, it seems like Hogs and Strings gets bigger. And it's because, and you know, not so much that it's a shoestring budget, but a lot of people are treating us like we are on a shoestring budget, which means they're donating out of the kindness of their hearts for this great big mission of a special needs camp and hosting veteran hunts for severely disabled veterans and their families.
Yeah.
So for you, how... You know, I can't imagine, you know, starting up a festival, you know, starting to go knock on doors like, hey, this is something you've never heard of. This is something we're trying to do. How hard was it originally to get people to want to, oh, hey, you know what, Mr. Corville, I think I can get behind that. How hard is it to get people to want to join in the fight?
Well, so, you know, you're right about Southeast Texas, and everybody here in this area, and people say that all the time. They come, people from outside this area, they come and they'll stumble into an event or a fundraiser for somebody, and just their minds are blown. They're like, this never happened where I was from, or at least not on this level. And we have a really good support system in Southeast Texas with businesses and individuals who step up and help with causes that are true and dear to their heart. So, you know, in Southeast Texas, we really support veterans and veteran causes here.
Yeah, you do.
And there's a lot of military people that come out of Southeast Texas. I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, you could talk to just about anybody in Southeast Texas and there's a deep military connection somewhere.
Yep.
And it wasn't hard to tell the story and get people to listen. Maybe a little bit harder to figure out, you know, what to tell people we needed. And that was the whole thing. What do we need? We've never done this before. And so, you know, at this point we'll take whatever, you know, and it's so we had to come up with some ideas about what to ask for. And that was probably the biggest challenge, I think, but for people to open up their hearts and their wallets, frankly, and say, hey, we trust you guys to do something right, and we believe in what it is you're doing up there. Mm-hmm. And we've seen the place, and we've heard about Ronnie's causes, and you know, and it's Ronnie Stockholm who runs Indian Springs Camp, which is, you know, they're the benefactor of this benefit of this or this fundraiser. Ronnie's been doing this for 35 years. Yeah. You know, he's been calling on the community to step up and help him. And he hasn't done it from the standpoint of, I need you to be with me for the next 35 years. He's mm-hmm. done it on a shoestring budget. He's done it through blood, sweat, and tears. He and his wife, Sundra, and his family have all stepped up to put this place together. And you know, every time that a bridge is washed out or a building's roof has been caved in by a tree or, you know, something, a deer blind or his, you know, needs a new deer blind, or he goes on and on. you know, we need a mess hall, we need bathrooms, we need all these things. You know, Ronnie picks up the phone and he calls somebody, you know, in his Rolodex who's always helped, and they'll go, and they'll go, hey, I can do that, let's help, you know. And so there's been a lot of great people along the way, and some of those same people will go, hey, we're going to help you with your festival too.
Right. So
that's amazing. You know, in the beginning, it's some of those people that have been helping Ronnie for years helped us get the festival kicked off. And the funny thing is, like, they're helping us with the festival, but then on the backside, they have a total separate effort helping with direct stuff that's going on with the camp. You know, which there's some big things that have been happening out there in the last year or so.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, just in the past several years, we've been able to, because of the kindness and the generosity of our patrons here in Southeast Texas, man, we've built new cabins. We've got some new deer stands. We got, our lake out there where we would take our kids and our veterans hunting or hunting and fishing. It's just everything was grown up, and you talk about a lot of work. I mean, a lot of people, they come out to enjoy the festival, but they don't really get to see the impact, you know, what it, yeah. you know, you've been out there on the hunts and you see with your own two eyes, the camaraderie, the brotherhood, people who have never met just instantly mesh together. Man, as someone now let's go ahead and say your father is a military veteran.
Yes.
He did the same thing I did, which is our kinship. He was an explosive ordnance disposal. He was a bomb guy as well. So you have that, but for someone like you who doesn't really get to be around the military a lot, what is the impact, right? So we see the festival and we advertise the help and everything else, but where the rubber hits the road, right in the weeds of it, what do you recognize when you come out and you're, you know, after the festival's done and we're focusing on the mission, the hunt, what do you take out of that weekend?
It's moving to me. I mean, of course, I see some of the things on the surface that you guys deal with, but I don't know all the stuff inside, you know, and I don't know the stories, and some of those stories probably don't deserve to be told. And there's probably someone that doesn't want to ever tell that story again, but they still have to live that story inside. So, you know, people come in wrangling with that kind of thing. And so they come to the camp and they sit down and they look across the table or the campfire at somebody who's lived or having to deal, you know, with that same or similar type of struggle. And it really helps to let you know, number one, you're not alone. And number two, now, you know, maybe I got somebody I can share a little bit, somebody I trust. And cause you just can't let everybody in on that, you know, and I can share this story. And so we kind of at the camp, there's a safe space created there. And, you know, I wrangle with that term because
we've hijacked it like snowflakes, right? I think the term
is
judgment free. It's a judgment free place.
It's a judgment free place, and it's a place where you can come and birds of a feather, kind of deal, you know. Yeah. And so when I see the veterans come in, and I've been to a couple of the kids things too, and it's the same sort of thing with the kids deal, you know. It's
right.
Those kids are struggling with their own miniature battles and wars and stuff. And so when they get in the room with like-minded kids that have dealt with what they're dealing with, it's the same sort of thing. So what I see is I see smiles on the faces. I see stress eke away and happiness move in. And I see people getting moved by each other's, you know, good deeds. And I've had veterans come up to me and all they did was show up that weekend and go hunt, and they sat down and had a couple of good meals. The food's always good. And they exchanged some stories over the campfire. And I've had veterans come to me and say, you know, it's been 10 years and I haven't felt this good.
Man, it's coming to do that. When I posed that question to you, I knew it was, you know, it's like trying to get someone to nail Jell-O to the wall. You just can't, you know, you can't really put into words the magic that you see, because, you know, what I've seen out of my own, and even, you know, when I first came out my very first year, I was reserved. I was, you know, kind of like, okay, I know what I've done, but I don't know what they've done. So let's hold off a minute. And then, man, I showed up and I seen veterans from Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, World War II, Korea. I mean, veterans covering all spectrums, all these wars, these generational veterans coming together and be like, oh, you think that was bad? You ought to hear when I, you know, the ribbing. And, you know, look, Ronnie is a Marine. We will forgive Ronnie for being a Marine. And if you ever want to donate something to Indian Springs, the Marines love eating crayons. That's Ronnie's favorite color is purple. But I do that because every time I see Ronnie, he gives me crap about being in the Army. But it's all in love and fun. And man, it's such an amazing thing. And I encourage people, you know, come out on that opening weekend of the hunt. And, you know, if anything, just to receive the veterans, because that, man, that very moment when the Indian Riders bring them out there, that initial handshake, how are you doing? Hey, I'm here for you. Man, it's such an amazing icebreaker.
It is. And, you know, that you bring up a good point about coming out and seeing what we do. You know, I mean, I think one of the things we need the most, we're raising money and we're doing all these things, obviously, but one of the things we need the most is we need good people to come out and be a part of this organization. That's and, right. You know, a lot of the folks that are part of the board have been there for the last 35 years. And sadly, some of those folks have passed and moved on too. Yep. In the last few years, we've lost a few people that were just, you know, very dear to us and who've played a big part of that, of the whole effort there. I'm a young buck on the scene. You know,
I'm the youngest one at 43 years old. I'm the youngest board member. You ladies and gentlemen, we need new blood, hips, hair, whatever you want to donate. Just we need people in the fight.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. So that's a good point. I don't think we even intended to talk about that here, but if somebody's watching this and you know, and if this kind of thing is near and dear to your heart and you think you want to be a part of that, you know,
yeah,
we would entertain bringing you in and maybe making you a part of this deal. It's a moving deal. It's awesome to be a part of. I'm glad to do it every year. And it's just, you know, and what we're doing right now, what's going on at the camp and what we're setting up for the future. Like you said, we've got all these new cabins we put in there with some of the fundraising efforts and the pond and all that. You know, I want to backtrack one bit. You know, we talked about individuals and organizations and stuff that stepped up, and I'd like to mention a couple.
Yeah, let's recognize those great people that's really been our rocks for this.
Yeah, so, you know, Ronnie for years, probably one of the most outstanding individuals in Southeast Texas that have helped with many, many organizations has been Joe Penland and the Penland Foundation. And they have been there for Ronnie every step of the way. And in the last couple of years have gone even further outside of, you know, helping him on some of these larger projects we've got out at the camp. And, you know, I won't divulge numbers, but I'll tell you that in 1 year, Joe's probably the Penland Foundation has done more in 1 year than they've done in the last six, you know, helping us on some of this stuff, which, you know, is a huge effort. We needed mats from Quality Mat to come out and dig a pond and a lake, really. It's not a pond, it's a lake. Yeah. And it's bigger than anything I had ever imagined as far as like what it was going to take to do that and reclaim this lake back from being infected from a invasive species of weed that happened you know, after one of the hurricanes. But Joe Penland has been there for everything. You know, he and the foundation have helped through the years build all types of buildings out there for us. And just every time we turn around and you know, we're looking at a financial big hit or something, they've helped. So I'm, you know, hats off to Joe and what he set up with the foundation and what he does for the community. I mean, we're so grateful for him, you know. So, and there's so many others that have stepped up for that. And there's a time and place where we're going to recognize those folks. And Ronnie's working on some of those things. As far as the festival goes, of course, Joe leaned over and said, hey, we'll help you on the fest too. So they were some of the first initial sponsors, and every year have helped us. A big one that Jit stepped in this year was Gulf, or the last few years was Gulf Span Industrial. And they stepped up and helped us really. Their push is what led us to be able to rebuild and put in new cabins that allowed more space for, you know, wheelchairs and roomier beds and places to put coffee pots and sinks and just, you know, nicer porches on the back of the thing so you can sit out there and enjoy your coffee in the morning or whatever.
Well, and here, real quick, the reason why these big donors are so amazing for us is for a lot of our listeners, a lot of our viewers who are just catching this, you know, just so you guys understand how important all this is. I mean, these aren't just regular buildings. These aren't just regular deer stands. Everything that we have out there is ADA compliant. It has to be.
Yes. Yep.
So if we have veterans come out in wheelchairs, they can still go hunt. Thanks to Kubota, you know, they donate our side-by-sides, or they know that donate the side-by-sides that we used to take our veterans out. So, I mean, all of this big money with these great support elements, you know, I mean, you and it was you and your brother who built the bunk beds out there, right? For in these cabins.
Yeah. So we started before we built the new cabins, the bunk beds that they had originally had out there. Like, I think the bunk beds out there were barely big enough to fit your head. I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah.
They were small and like, man, what a chat. When I saw them, I was like, I can't believe we're doing this, but
we're putting veterans in this, you know?
Yeah, well, but here's one thing. We'll back up and tell you the story on that. You know, this is, people often ask me like, what is it like out there? What is it? This is deer camp. So the best way I explain it to some of my friends who want to know is like, when you go out to your deer camp out in West Texas or East Texas woods or whatever, this is a little rough around the edges. It's got all the amenities.
Yeah.
But it has come out of being a hardcore deer camp and is now is a little bit fancier. You know, I mean, there's a lot
not
more
quite going glamping, on. But it's getting there.
Yeah. It's not quite glamping, but it's getting there. And Ronnie wants it that way. You know, it's like, we don't want porcelain tiles in the bathroom. We don't, you know, we don't mind the occasional spider or creepy collie, you know, slinging down from the ceiling while a veteran is sleeping. This is camping. This is outdoors. Yeah. It's not fancy. There are ACs in there. People can stay cool. We're climate controlled. You know, it's like, it's all good in that fashion, but it's a field experience, and Ronnie's wanted to keep it as the field experience. And part of that field experience is what makes it what it is. And part of that field experience is what probably takes that layer off of some of our guests when they come out.
Yeah. Yep.
And they go, oh, you know, this, I can kick back here and you know, and that's what it's about. Cause that's what, you know, the times I've never been to military, so I don't know what it's like being out in the field in regards to military, like, but I know what it's like to go out to a deer camp with my friends and kick around a fire and poke sticks in the ashes and, you know, those kinds of things and what that does for your soul and how that draws you close to your friends and your family who go with you on those kind of excursions. And so we're carrying that over for the veterans and put them in that situation. And that's what this camp is all about. It's camp. You know,
absolutely. So getting back to our donors. So you got two of them that you just knocked out. Who else did you want to take a moment to, you know, that's really been, you know, these have been our lifelines.
I'm going to just kind of name some off and I'll stop along the way on ones I maybe have stories on, but Giglio Distribution Company has stepped up during our festival and have supported us through the years with our needs and regarding frosty beverages and donations for our auction that we have out there, our silent auction. They're always a big support. We love those guys. They're friends of ours. Sabine Pilots, we've had those guys on board for the last 3 years now. They step up and they are a silver sponsor for us. I'm sorry, a gold sponsor for us. And we really appreciate what they do every year. We don't even have to ask. They just kind of, you know, you open the mailbox, there's a check in there. Hey, we can't wait for next festival. Donaldson Auto Group up in Silsbee. That's the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram folks. Alex Nollison and his group stepped up last year. They're doing it again this year to help us as a goal sponsor. Education First, Federal Credit Union. It's funny, like I think the first loan I ever took out was with those guys way back when they were teachers, credit union, and they changed, I don't know, five or six names since then, but I've always been a part of Education First, and so it was kind of cool to have them call me and say, we want to be involved, and still got my bank account there, so it's kind of crazy. They're here with us, and they're goal sponsors. SPI, which is Steel Painters, Judd Adams and his crew, they not only help us every year with a large donation, they've been there for us from the first year, you know, on. And they also come out and they are a barbecue team, which barbecue teams get to compete, but they also help us raise money by selling food to all our patrons that come out, our guests at the festival. So SPI, you know, I don't know if you could put a dollar sign on it, but the sponsorship is $3,000. They do that. And then they probably spend another $2,000 or $3,000 just feeding people out there. So, you know, and then the effort and the time put into it. So Judd Adams and his group, man, amazing folks. We love to have them out there. The Echo Group, this is their second year to help us. They're also gold. The folks over there are amazing. And, you know, we look to building a relationship with them. And you know, all you have to do is pick up the phone. They're like, we're in, we're going to do this thing. So we appreciate the Echo Group doing that. American Aluminum came out. We were talking about the stage earlier in our first year, and I was like, God, we can't do this again. And I knew a guy from the Corville's shows who owns this company, American Aluminum, Bubba Ainsworth, and I reached out to Bubba and said, we're going to build a stage, but I need a roof over it. And Bubba's like, I got you. You know, so he comes out there and builds a roof over the thing. So now
it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really nice. And he's doing some other things out there for us this year. Mm-hmm. So you'll get to see that when the event happens. But, you know, that guy does a lot of work in the community. So we were glad to have him step up and help us with that. And we needed that for rain and whatever else. The Indian Motorcycle Riders Group, man, these guys, a few years back, I got a call from a couple of guys who were bikers, and they're like, we got a group of bikers. We want to come up there. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to come up there and, you know, rev their engines.
The bikers you kind of picture, or I know when I was first told, if you ever remember that movie, Every Which Way But Loose with Clint Eastwood and the monkey, Clyde, you know, the Black Widows, not who these guys are at all.
No. You never know. And when you pick up the phone and these guys are, we want to come up there. We're going to get a bunch of people bringing our motorcycles. And I was like, man, you know, but they were like, the thing that caught me was they're like, you know, we're all about veterans and some of us are veterans. And man, we want to dedicate everything we do fundraising wise to you guys. And they kind of liked it. It was cool that they're the Indian Motorcycle Rider Group.
Yep.
And then this is Indian Springs Camp. So
no relation.
Right off the bat, it made sense. And then the fact that it was a bit, you know, a veterans backed organization, or, you know, an organization exists for veterans and also for disabled children. It was just a win-win for them. And so they came out and they donated a big check to us the first year. And every year now they do their rides and they have fees and they raise money and they do auctions and all kinds of things like that. And they save that money up all year. And then they come out and they present us with a check every year. So we love those guys. Their heart is in it. And it's just the kind of folks, you know, that we need at an event like this. And so thank you. And our hats off to Indian Motorcycle guys. They're awesome.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're sitting in down and we're talking with Mr. Donnie Corville. He is the organizer. And look, he doesn't like the term that I give him, but he is the man behind the muscle. He is the brains behind the project of Hogs and Strings, Big Thicket Hogs and Strings Cook-Off and Music Festival. 2022 is our fifth year. So from a radio audience, I want to go ahead and remind all of you guys, you know, this is something that we are always constantly looking for donations and we need your help. You know, as we were going, you heard Donnie talking about the gold sponsors. Well, Donnie, what I'd like to do is I have our website up here over here at birdease.com / hogs and strings. Again, that's birdease.com/ hogs and strings. Donnie, right here, this is the website. I want to go ahead and pull up the become a sponsor. So how can these people, are you looking for certain sponsorship levels? I'm going to let you go through the sponsorships, what they all mean. If someone doesn't have 5,000, 3,000, 1,500, 250, if they don't have these denominations, how can they help Donnie Corville and Ronnie Stockholm and Big Thicket, the Indian Springs campground, the Special Needs Project? So what can people do? How can they get involved?
At the very minimum, the first thing you could ever do, even if you don't plan on coming to the event, is you can get on the action that we have for a little drawing that we're going to do. And I don't know if you can see that, but
here, let me pull it up.
We're basically selling raffle tickets. And on these tickets, you get a chance to win a Smith & Wesson shotgun or Smith & Wesson MP9 pistol. We've also got a Ruger on there, 556. We also have an Amazon gift card for $250. And then we've got a dual fuel generator, portable generator. So there's some items you can win. But what's so cool about this ticket is you don't have to be present to win. And if you notice the very bottom there, it's just, I turn it around, it says admit one. So this is a ticket to get in. What's cool about this is these are $10. If you can find somebody, you can call me, email me. You can go on our website and buy these tickets. They're $10, and these will get you in the gate. And that's the very least you could do if you wanted to be involved. From that point on, coming to the festival and just being part of that. When you get out there, all the money that's raised food-wise, drink, all that stuff, that goes back into Indian Springs. So just being out there and enjoying the festival and having a good time, that's part of it. You can get a $10 ticket there. You can buy a ticket. You can buy a pass online to get into the gate at $15. If you come out and buy your pass at the gate itself the day of, it's $20 to get in. So that there's that. And then we also have a weekend pass, which is $70. That gets one person in, and we have a VIP party on Friday night. It's for our sponsors. And if you're part of that, you know, if you pay that $70, you can get in on that. We have some music that night and kind of just it's more or less like a backyard hoedown with really good food. This year, Corville's, I think, is going to do gumbo. And then some of the barbecuers are serving up food on the side. And we've got music underneath the street light at the camp. It's a very limited access kind of thing. So that $70 gets you in on that. And then you can move up from that to, I think, a sponsor a veteran at the camp. And basically that gets two people in. So it's a great couple package. You get all the same benefits as the one before that or any of our sponsor benefits as far as access to the festival. And, you know, we kind of figured out what the general cost is for a veteran to visit or a guest to visit our camp. And, you know, food wise and hosting them for the weekend is roughly about $250. So that's kind of how we came up with this sponsor a veteran at the camp. And these have been really popular through the years, folks buying these and we put your name on a nice poster in front of the crowd. So everybody can see who did those donations. So that's another level. From there, we can step up to you've got this Saturday access pass. Actually, slide down to that Saturday access pass. Yeah, that's just your getting in the gate. It's a little more up to the top, bud. It's up towards the top. Yeah.
There we go.
That's the $15. That's just you can come in for the day and enjoy the show for the day for $15 or $20 at the gate. Anyway, from that level, we go up to a $500 bronze sponsorship, and that's just what it is. We get your logo on the banner. You'll get some invites out for Friday night, and your logo is posted on our website as well. Then we move up into the silver sponsor. the same way. We get a few more people in for the festival. You basically get all access weekend passes for that. Also invited, you know, for the Friday night party. Logos on our banners and our website. Move up to the $3,000 gold sponsor. We just let a few more people in, 6 event tickets for that one. You know, the numbers as far as guests we get on these sponsorships, we're pretty flexible on that stuff. What matters is you bring out your most important people. And so we won't if you donate $3,000, we're probably gonna let you bring who the heck you want to bring.
Yeah, we'll give you a ride to your chair too. You know, we'll take care of you.
That's it. You're going to be taken care of. So, and then the next level up from that is the platinum sponsorship, that one gets your logo across the stage, at the top, and on some of our bigger banners, and then you know, you can get a few people in, 8 event tickets for that one, and you know, access to the Friday night party as well. So pretty cool way to get involved at any level you want. So, you know, if you want to come out and have a good time or whatever moves your heart, you know, we try to make it accessible and available for everybody to do something.
All right. So someone has already bought their tickets. They've done their sponsorship. They got their tickets in hand. They're coming out Friday for the night show. Saturday, what's in store for these people when they come out? So, we're going to get to our musical acts here in just a minute, but as far as what is there to do besides eat barbecue and listen to some great music? I mean, I wouldn't want to do anything else. To me, that's the perfect day, but we've got more. We you know, for family, for the husbands, for the wives, and for the children.
Yeah. So, we've got a silent auction that we're doing out there. We also have, we've got a big vendors area where we have folks come out with arts and crafts and different things that they're selling. Also, like snack items, you know, fair type food and things like that. So there's a little bit more than just barbecue out there. We know that not everybody eats barbecue. We'll have a children's area where we have some children's activities. If you want to bring your kids out, we try to entertain them as much as we can. This festival lasts from about 10:30 in the morning till 8:30 p.m. at night, and it's hard to keep kids' attention, but we found that they generally like to grab a stick and chase each other around.
But we have a kid zone, right? We got grown-ups that are going to watch your – well, yeah. I don't say don't just turn your kids over. We have grown-ups who are going to watch your kids for arts and crafts and neat little fun things to keep the little humans occupied, right?
I was making a joke. We've got a kids area. They come out there. We'll entertain the kids, and there's a lot for them to do. And I think the first year we didn't have that, and that's what the kids did. But they just had a good time running around in the dirt. So
right. And, all right. So Donnie, we got about 10 minutes left. And look, if we go over, we go over. That's a cool thing about having a show named after myself. I know the owner, so we can go as long as we need to. But I want to talk about, man, because we have a rock star lineup. Man, again, October the 22nd, gates open at 10:30 a.m., close right around 8:30 p.m. We got a bunch of wonderful acts. So right here from 11 to 12, we have Chad Richard. So who is Chad Richard, and why do we want to hear this man sing?
Oh, my gosh. Some years ago, this fella started coming around Corville's. My brother's got a place down on Highway 90, which we do dinner concerts at. And we heard him sing, and it's mind-blowing. He's a retired guy, and he has no stake in the game to want to be a superstar. He just loves to play and sing, and largely will go do that for free anywhere. But this guy, I'm telling you, he could go to Nashville and be a superstar if he wanted to. He's just a down-home guy, Chad Richard. He's a friend of all of ours. We're excited to have him out and open up the show for everybody. You know, I hope folks are going to be out there early to see him. He's deserving of being on as the main act too. I mean, he's just that good. So he's a Southeast Texas, Southwest Louisiana boy. He was born on the border. He's everything Texas. He's everything Cajun. He's got Sabine Nature's Waterway poured through his bloodline. I mean, he's just a good guy. And I called him to do this deal, and I said, I want to pay you a little bit of money. You know, I'm not going to ask for, don't do things for free. And he's like, you're not paying me a damn thing. You know?
Oh, so wait a minute. This guy is going to drive out here. He is going to donate his time and his energy to entertain for the mission itself, which is a special needs camp, and you know, to help these disabled veterans and their families come out and hunt.
Yeah, yeah.
What an wow! How amazing! All right, so moving up, right after he comes off the stage, man, I've heard you talk a lot about this young lady right here,
Courtney Hell Rivier. So she's an old friend of mine. Back when I started playing guitar and singing, I was cutting my teeth doing that kind of stuff over at the Log On Cafe. And Courtney would get on stage and just blow my mind. She had a beautiful voice, and she could play guitar, and just, you know, she and I had a lot of the same likes in music and music sensibility, and saw eye to eye on a lot of that stuff. And through the years, we've grown up and gotten married and started families and worked in other jobs, but we always seemed to, through the years, had bumped into each other. And Courtney has been doing her music thing all through that time. And when we put this festival together, I thought, you know, I need somebody to run the music side of that and the entertainment side of it, especially the day of, the leading up to, and the day of. And the only person I could think that would do that and do it well, Courtney has a her own music venue. It's called Seven Oaks, and they have amazing musicians out this place. They've poured a lot of, you know, once again, I use that term, blood, sweat, tears, money. They put it all into her place out there. She is a music lover before she is a singer, songwriter, musician. She just loves music, loves the craft, loves the community. And so I asked her to do that. She stepped up and she helps us, but you know, she's good enough to be on stage. So Courtney asked, hey, can I play? I'm like, we want you to play. So,
you know, she is probably she's one of the most selfless people that ever, I mean, she has one speed. It's 100 miles an hour. She takes care of everybody. And yet, I mean, even just pouring sweat over the years, I watched her just pouring sweat, and yet she still smiles. She never loses her smile because she has that much fun doing it. That's her personality, I think, is what helps her.
And she's, you know, on the music scene, the music side, she's doing awesome right now. She just had a new CD come out, and it's been moving up the charts like crazy. She's getting all kinds of plays on the radio, and it's just, I mean, she's a Southeast Texas gal, born and raised, and her father, he passed a few years ago. He was a veteran, and so this veteran causes her close to her heart. She is who she is because of her father. She'll tell you that. So, you know, part of her being out there and playing the music is honoring her father and honoring veterans. So, yeah, she's a perfect fit for what we're doing out there. Thank you, Courtney.
Hey, man. So this little dude, man, Jack Barksdale, you're the one who actually introduced me who this kid is. I started looking real hard and started trying to find music, and good Lord Almighty, baby Jesus, this kid right here, his voice pipes have been touched by the angels.
I can't call him a kid. I don't know that he's such a sweetheart kind of guy. As I understand, I think when people shoot over to the whole him being a kid thing, I think it almost is like, hey, what are they talking about? You know, I don't think he likes to be, but I think that's just what people go to, right? So
yeah.
I think the word to use is shocked. And before I would refer to him as a kid, I would call him a juggernaut. I mean, he's – Jack Barksdale is incredibly talented. And in the last few months that I've found out about him and known him, Adam Carroll was one of the first people we had play the festival our very first year. And I had Adam out at Corville's. And he wanted Jack to open, and I didn't know who Jack was. And I talked to his dad, and when Jack came out there, I think at the time he was like 12. No. He was 13. And I think Jack's been doing music since 7 or 8, maybe. Don't quote me on that. But every time I dig a little bit on the internet, I find a song that he did, and it pushes him back another year as far as when he's been doing this. And I'm telling you, he's not some kid plunking on a play school guitar. Jack has guitar skills that rival any great guitarist out there, singer, songwriter wise, or anyone. He's amazing. And he's like a sponge. He's a study. He's a real hard study in music, and he knows more about music and musicians than most these folks even know about themselves. He's very eloquent in his words and how he carries himself. He is an old soul stuck inside of him. Is just an old singer-songwriter that's waiting to come out. And I say waiting. He is, you know, he is coming out. And Jack is, he's amazing, man. I mean, his voice is changing as he gets older. His songwriting has a depth and clarity unlike any other. He's hungry for anything, any kind of music that comes at him. And he's the most gracious kid ever. Like, he meets with these other songwriters. And, you know, this probably happens to them where they run into kids Jack's age. And, you know, they have to play the nice songwriter. And you know, the kids sometimes have talent or not. But I think they're just – I watch videos where these people see Jack for the first time play, and then just their jaw drops. They're like, wait a minute, I wasn't prepared for this. This kid's better than me. He's better than me, and I'm 3-4 times his age. You know, it's like I think he humbles a lot of folks, but he's just a good kid, and he's amazing talented. And every time I see something, it blows my mind. He plays harmonica, he plays fiddle, he plays lap steel, he plays guitar. He plays everything.
Do you remember when Leanne Rimes came out 12 years old and she sang Blue?
Yeah. Right?
Almost as good as Patsy. For those of you Patsy lovers out there, don't hate me for it, but this little baby had such pipes, and that's what stood everybody out. So when I heard Jack, I kind of had that same reaction, like, wait, well, how old is this kid? You know, it's just amazing. Amazing young talent. So Ryan Colwell, he's going to be taking the stage from 3:00 to 4:15. Tell us.
Ryan is a North Texas guy. He lives right on the border of Texas and Oklahoma. And some years ago, I heard a couple of songs of his that I really, really liked. And earlier this year, he released a CD called Run Like a Bull. And my wife and I started listening to it. And it's just that collection of music and the way Ryan delivers his songs and the way he writes, he's an incredible treasure of a songwriter that nobody really knows that well. Nobody knows a lot about him. So, you know, one of the things we like to do at Hogs and Strings is bring out musicians that maybe will be a pleasant surprise to you and somebody you've never heard. And I think Ryan is one of those kind of musicians. And I'm super excited to introduce him to our crowd out there. I think they're going to be blown away by him. And that's really all I got to say about Ryan. You know, go out, buy a CD. If you want to know a little about his music before, go buy Run Like a Bull. It's an infectious CD. I can't get it off my player, you know, so it's super good. And I think you're going to like him live too. I've seen him a few times since in the last few months, and I've been impressed. I invited him to come out and play, and he's put a band together too that involves some really stellar musicians. I think there's a couple of guys from the Dirty River Boys that play in his band. And I don't know if you know who that band is, but those guys are a powerhouse. And to have a few of those people just touring with him in the short-term band he's got, I think it's going to be some serious fire on stage with those guys.
Man, I'm excited to hear what he brings. So from 4:30 to 5:45, I think this is the one you're waiting on. How do you say Mary Gauthier?
Mary Gauthier.
Gauthier. Well, see, hey, I'm not Cajun. Like I said, I'm North Texas. So Mary Gauthier, tell us about her. I've same thing. All of these artists I went back and I listened to a little bit, and you know, this is a lady who apparently everything that I found, she does a lot of work for veterans.
She does. So Mary Gauthier, she's a Louisiana native from way, way back. She has an interesting sordid history. She tells that history to folks sometime. She's come full circle. I think there was a dark time in her life, and she has managed to come out of that. And some of those experiences and feelings of forgiveness and grace and all those kinds of things have filled into her. And she has pushed those things on to her that have been pushed on to her. You know, the things that have been pushed on to her through the years, and she has received the good things. She's turned around and she does that for her community and people going forward. She's, the word graceful. Yeah, that's her. She's a very graceful lady. She's incredibly talented. Her voice, guitar playing, the kind of music that she loves, how it comes out and the way she expresses it. I've known of Mary for a few years, and I've seen her play all the way back 20 some odd years ago at various festivals. And she's what they call a songwriter's songwriter. So all these other songwriters, they know who Mary Gaucher is. She's written unbelievable songs, and the kind of artist she is. She did something that I had no idea she had interest in. I'm anxious to hear more about the story, but she started doing a songwriters group with veterans. And she does these sit down kind of things where they talk through writing songs and playing guitar. And out of that comes this experience. And she started doing that with these veterans and these writing camps. And she was just really moved by the stories they shared. And a lot of these veterans had not ever shared these stories with anybody, not their closest confidant, not their family or anybody. But they sat down with Mary and, they picked up their guitar and they started putting pen to paper, and they shared with her stories they had never shared. And, I think it leveled her on in many ways. And
yeah,
and she was blown away by it. And she ended up, it was my wife coming in.
That's live radio for you. It happens.
Live radio, babe. You're on live radio. She ended up writing a bunch of songs with these folks and put it all to CD. And I think she won a bunch of awards for it. And she's still, she's still very much with veteran causes. We reached out to her. My thought was I wanted to put Mary on as a headliner for the festival. And we reached out to him, and she goes, "Well, it's just me and her partner who they play together. It's just the two of them." And she's like, "Well, not really fitting for a live act as far as the headliner kind of deal." And I got that, and I said, "Well, look, you be the lead up to the headliner. Let's work this out. I got to have you there. People need to see you, you're deserving of this spot. We want to have her out there, Mary, her heart's in this, right? So she's just going to be a good part of this festival. And I can't wait for people to hear her and her tell her stories and play her songs. People are going to be so moved by her. And she just, there's not anywhere that Mary goes that she doesn't create a fan for life. So just know that.
Get to our headliner, Midnight River Choir. These guys, I haven't heard a song yet. Maybe there's one out there that I don't think I'll like. I haven't found it yet. And these guys really, man, they're amazing.
Yeah. So, some folks have said through the years, you need to get more local talent. We need more local bands and local talent out there. And, not knocking our Southeast Texas talent. We have great talent in Southeast Texas. But our talent gets to play anywhere and everywhere across Southeast Texas. So it's a challenge for me to say, well, if I want to bring somebody fresh and new out there, how can I do that with local talent? And we Midnight River Choir popped up in my mind. So they have a Southeast Texas connection here. Eric, the lead singer that you see there in the center with the Redhead band, Eric was playing on stage in Southeast Texas back when I was doing open mics, and some of my music buddies around here, they had Eric playing, coming up and just doing solo stuff and playing guitar and singing. He was amazing. And he went off to Austin to go pursue music for a living. And he ended up, I think, in San Marcos and meeting some folks and creating this band called Midnight River Choir. And Midnight River Choir is, you know, they're a quintessential to me jam band.
Mm-hmm. They're
every bit of rock and roll. They're every bit of Southern fried country. Eric's voice is an unmistakable voice. His songwriting is amazing. The musicians that are in the band, they're on point with everything they do. And these guys have shared the stage with just about anybody and everybody you could imagine on the Texas music scene, the Red Dirt music scene. They're at all the major music festivals. They've been everywhere, and Eric's written songs with a ton of these other musicians, and they're going to be a great headliner band for just a nice jam out party session at the end of the night. And we sell out shows with them at Corvilles when they play. And I think people are going to really enjoy them. If you don't know this band, it's going to be a nice ending to the night having Midnight River Choir be there.
I'm going to send everybody home with a smile. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, talking with Donnie Corville, we're discussing Hogs and Strings 2022, the fifth annual. The gates open Saturday, October the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. This is our lineup, guys. This is a family event. This is all going to a great cause, helping the Indian Springs Special Needs Camp, helping disabled veterans and their families come out and hunt. It is going to be a great time, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a show that you're going to want to miss. If you want to get out and you want to be a part of something bigger than yourself, and you want to have the spirit of community and family and love and just a great time that anybody can come out and can come out and fit right in. I don't care if you wear Nikes or you wear Ropers, you know, it doesn't matter. Everyone is welcome, and we bring them all out. So Donnie, thank you so much. Thank you so much, as always, for coming out, for joining our show. I want to give it to you one more time here in just a moment to remind people once again, if you want to participate, if you want to join in the mission of helping these veterans, ladies and gentlemen, go to birdease.com/hogsandstrings. Donnie, I'm going to turn the screen over to you. I want you to, man, let's get these people out there. Tell what can you tell the people of Southeast Texas about this event, about how to join, and, you know, let's get some people out there.
Yeah, you know, you can do a search in your search engine on your computer and just type in Big Thicket Hogs and Strings 2022. That'll pull the link up. We're out on Facebook too, so go visit the website, see what we have as far as the entertainment that we have coming out there. And I think the biggest thing to add to that is, if you want to be involved as far as sponsorships and things like that, we're still taking those. And we've got about a week left to get our artwork in and things for all our banners and what we're, you know, our print media stuff. So we'll take sponsorships clean up to the day of the event if we have to. But if you want to get in on some of the print action, we need to probably get some of those sponsorships in sooner than later, within the next, I would say, 5 to 10 days. So reach out to me directly if you have any questions. My phone number is on the website, 409-658-8609, or Donnie Corville, DonnieCourville at yahoo.com. All my contact information is on the website. I'll be glad to answer any questions. We're full on cookers. We don't need cookers. We might have some space for vendors if you think you want to be a vendor out there. We're working that out right now to see exactly how much space we have left. We might be able to squeeze you in. We can at least put you on a waiting list. So reach out to me for that. And the main thing is, spread the word. If you see this out in public on Facebook, or if it pops up in your Google feed or something like that, please share it and tell somebody about it. And we need all the people we can get out there this year. I think it's a tough time for folks right now financially, we don't need a $5,000 sponsorship. We don't need a $250 sponsorship. Come out and spend 15, 20 bucks, get into the gate, buy a little bit of food and a drink or two, and enjoy some good music. And that will make this all the success.
Absolutely. Guys, again, I just want to throw it out there. this event, why it's so easy to get behind this event is because of what it does. Hogs and Strings, October 22nd, 2022, from 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., right out there in Coons, Texas. Guys, this is a huge event. This is a big-time event. If you want to do something big-time, if you want to do something that is much bigger than you, that goes to a great cause, what a better way to say thank you to some disabled veterans than to donate to this cause. Yeah, I'm not going to be so shameless to say that if you either you donate or the terrorists win, but if you don't donate, the terrorists will win. Donnie, buddy, thank you so much for coming on. For those of you who are going to be keeping up with Hogs and Strings, the Facebook page, we are going to do what we can with Donnie to I want to have all these guests or all of our acts. I want to have them come on. And I want to interview them, give all of them a little bit of screen time. That way everybody can kind of get to know who these acts are. But Donnie, as always, sir, it is a privilege and an honor to call you my friend and even more so to work beside you doing something so amazing.
Same here, brother. I feel the same way about you and you, what you've done and what you sacrificed for us. We're appreciative of. So thank you.
Oh, well, hey, the Lord gave me the opportunity to serve my country. Not everybody gets to, and I feel truly blessed. Well, Donnie, we're going to wrap up the show. Ladies and gentlemen, again, go to birdies.com/hogs and strings to get involved. Reach out to the Philip D. Blackman Show. Reach out to Donnie Corville if you lost his digits, or go to the Facebook page, and I promise you somebody is going to hear your voice. Well, Donnie, we're going to wrap up the show. We got to pay our bills with our sponsor, but, man, take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us. We appreciate you joining this show that seeks not only to provide a middle ground analysis, but to remain consistent to the inconvenient truth that so many people refuse to see. And I think that inconvenient truth for a lot of people is, man, the giving back is so much more rewarding than really anything else that you'll ever get to do. Guys, without our men and women in uniform, our veteran community, and great Americans like yourself, our country would be a very different place, because we are the only ones who stand between freedom and chaos. As always, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your dog tags dangle in the dirt. Stay on your feet and continue to fight that good fight against everything that's wrong. If you love your freedom, thank a veteran. If you love your peace, thank a police officer. And if you see a first responder out there, give them a high five and a handshake and tell them job well done. Guys, catch them every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on all social media platforms. Our Spotify, our podcast will be uploaded right after this show. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you for your patronage. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your care in helping us make it. Indian Springs Campground and Hogs and Strings 2021 Music Festival, such a hit. On behalf of Donnie Corville and Ronnie Stockholm, my name is Philip Blackman. Guys, Lord willing, the creeks don't rise. We'll see you down the line. Take care. We are proudly sponsored by One-of-a-Kind Art 43, created by professional artist Tammy Blackman. Tammy offers free consultations and will customize your art piece to fit your needs. Each of her pieces are, as the name suggests, is one of a kind, because each are personalized pieces, and once she is done, there will never be another. If you are interested, go visit Tammy on her social media pages, Facebook and TikTok, by searching One of a Kind Art 43, where Tammy broadcasts her work as she's making custom tumblers or canvas art for another satisfied customer. You can always reach out to Tammy through her email at oneofakindart43@gmail.com. or call 409-234-5156. Although the prices vary, the quality is unmatched. Again, her social media pages are one of a kind, with underscores between each word, followed by the word art and the number 43. Thank you again, Tammy, for another presence on this show.